From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, U.S. President Donald Trump says North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has responded to his attempts to restart dialogue. Torrential downpours drench the southeastern part of the country over the holiday weekend, killing one person and injuring four others. And four-term lawmaker and former Prime Minister Kim Min-seok is elected as chairman of the ruling Democratic Party. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Eileen Cahill. U.S. President Donald Trump says North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has responded to his attempts to restart dialogue, describing their interaction as very positive. Trump was answering media questions at the White House on Monday when a reporter asked him about Pyongyang. Kim Bum-soo has more.
Why hasn't Kim Jong-un responded to your request to have a conversation?
How do you know he hasn't responded?
Has he?
Yes.
Speaking to reporters in the Oval Office on Monday, President Trump claimed North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has responded to his overtures without providing further details. The remarks followed a social media post Trump made the previous day, pointing out that South Korea wouldn't help with his war against Iran while mentioning his good relationship with the North Korean leader.
And then they say, well, they don't want to get involved with guarding the strait where they get most of their oil. They get 50% of their oil, and they don't want to get involved. Why are we doing it? So all I want is fairness.
In that post, Trump also said he'd instructed the Pentagon to scale back the Ilchi Freedom Shield military exercise with South Korea, which runs through Thursday next week.
Kim Jong-un has always treated me with great respect, and we met on numerous occasions, actually, two primary occasions. Spoken and spent time. I understand him. He understands me. You're doing war games.
During Trump's first term, he and Kim held talks, but in February of 2019, in the Vietnamese capital, their nuclear negotiations broke down. With Trump seeking to revive a high-impact foreign policy success story ahead of the midterm elections in November, it remains to be seen how North Korea might respond in the coming weeks. Kim Bum-soo, KBS World Radio News.
The torrential downpours that pounded the southeastern part of the country over the holiday weekend have killed one person, injured four others, and resulted in the evacuation of hundreds. Authorities are still assessing the damage. Rosine Park has more.
From Saturday to 5 a.m. Tuesday, 956.1 millimeters of rain fell on Koje, an island off the coast of South Gyeongsang Province near the southeastern end of the Korean Peninsula. This single multi-day downpour delivered more rain than the island typically sees over a whole summer.
I heard a child's voice crying, please save me. Three or four of us worked together to clear away the soil, furniture, and other debris, moving it all outside to lighten the load.
The rushing current slammed relentlessly into the building on the opposite side. Cars were swept away.
On Monday alone, Koje was soaked by 627 millimeters of rain, the third highest daily rainfall on record, and the highest since Typhoon Rusa in 2002. In neighboring communities, Tongyeong saw a cumulative 767 millimeters of rain over the long weekend, while Busan's Gadok Island got 518 millimeters, Seongsan in Jeju 477 millimeters, and Sacheon and Gosong in South Gyeongsang Province around 430 millimeters. The Central Disaster and Safety Countermeasures Headquarters confirmed the death toll from the extreme rain remained unchanged at one, with four people injured. But there have been more than 2,500 reports of damage, including emergency calls about flooded homes and roads, uprooted trees, power outages and water supply issues, as well as over 160 rescue calls. Authorities in South Gyeongsang Province said that as of Tuesday morning, 498 people had been evacuated from their homes in Geoje and Tongyeong due to flooding, landslides and other risks, while 21 schools in the Geoje area were closed. With all heavy rain warnings lifted, railway, air and passenger ship services in the region are fortunately operating as usual. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
Representative Kim Min-seok, a four-term lawmaker and the former prime minister in the Lee Jae-myung administration, has been elected as chairman of the ruling Democratic Party. The party's election management committee announced Monday during a party convention in Daejeon that Kim was chosen as the party's new leader. Kim won 54.08% of the votes, defeating Representative Jeong Chung-rae, who received 45.92%. Kim failed to secure a majority in the first round, but ultimately won the leadership through the ranked choice voting system. Under the system, voters rank candidates in order of preference. Home prices in Seoul extended their gains for the fourth consecutive month in July, while the pace of the increase in monthly rents and jeonse, a large lump sum rental deposit, edged down slightly. According to data released Tuesday by the Korea Real Estate Board, overall residential property prices in Seoul rose 1.09% in July from a month earlier, up 0.06 percentage point from June. The agency said prices continued to rise in areas with development potential and complexes offering favorable living conditions, despite growing wait-and-see sentiment. Apartment prices in Seoul and Gyeonggi Province rose 1.27% and 0.86% respectively, with their respective growth rates accelerating by 0.06 percentage point and 1/10 of a percentage point from the previous month. Over the past 4 years, 94% of the decline in youth employment in South Korea occurred in industries highly exposed to artificial intelligence. According to a report released by the Bank of Korea on Tuesday, youth employment fell by 285,000 jobs over the 4 years starting in June 2022, with 268,000 of those losses occurring in highly AI-exposed industries. In contrast, employment among people in their 50s increased by 230,000 during the same period, including a gain of 173,000 jobs in highly AI-exposed industries. The BOK found that industries with greater use of AI-driven automation tended to see larger declines in youth employment, while no such pattern was observed in sectors where AI primarily augmented human workers. Heatwave advisories have been issued for 19 out of Seoul's 25 districts, prompting the metropolitan government to activate its response system. The advisories took effect as of 11 a.m. Tuesday for the districts in the southeast, northeast, and southwest of the capital, 4 days after similar alerts were issued then lifted for southeastern districts. Heatwave advisories are issued when the maximum apparent temperature reaches 33 degrees Celsius or higher and is expected to remain at that level for at least 2 days. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index dipped 108.11 points or 1.55% on Tuesday to close at 6,869.83. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ lost 30.45 points, or 3.52%, to close at 834.2. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Eileen Cahill.
KBS World Radio.